We've talked quite often over the last 2.5 years dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic with Gary Paxson of White River Health System, but this morning we're going to talk a little bit about something a little more cheerful than COVID-19 and pandemics. We welcome Gary Paxson, President and CEO of White River Health System, and today, Mr. Paxson, you're going to share some exciting news with us about the organization. Tell me about that.
Yes, sir. We are very excited to introduce something very public for our organization. In all honesty, this is something we've been working on for 3 years. In 2018, when the board had approached me about the idea of becoming the CEO of our health system, we knew we wanted to honor the history of our organization, the infrastructure that was entrusted to us, and take it to a place that was better than what we were given and make it better. We've been working very hard on our culture and making our employees know that we care very much about them, letting our community know we care very much about them. We've made great strides. We've held on to those beliefs through the pandemic. And now it is time for us. A vision that we had since 2019 was to put a fresh face on our brand. And so we are very happy to announce a refresh to White River Health System in a multitude of ways. First and foremost, we are formally changing the name of our system simply to White River Health, to greater focus on what we do, which is targeting and protecting the health of individuals in the communities that we serve. We are introducing a brand new logo, a logo that is fresh, is clean, that represents the beautiful geography of the region that we serve, and is a fresh face of who we are. And lastly, we are introducing a new tagline. In the past, our tagline has been the care you need where you need it. That is certainly still a true statement, but we've evolved in the last 3 years, and our new tagline embraces what we've become and what we continue to challenge ourselves to be moving forward. And that tagline is caring beyond healthcare. Healthcare is definitely part of what we do and always will be. But what we do extends beyond that. We want to be the community partners, the family, the friends that stand by you and with you through the good times and the bad, doing our primary mission of healthcare, but serving in other ways as well. And so we're very excited to introduce this as a new way to identify who we are as a health system for the communities and employees that we serve.
And Mr. Paxson, I believe this will be the first refreshing of the brand in more than 2 decades. Tell me a little bit about the timing and why it feels right to do it now.
So it's pretty typical for businesses to do what's called a brand refresh every 5 years. Just a new way to reintroduce and reinvigorate, keep things fresh and new. And our system has not done that since 1999 formally. And so from that perspective, from a standards perspective, we're definitely due to pursue this. The timing as to why now, this to me is very, very symbolic. It's not just something new and fresh. It's very symbolic of who we have become and, again, what we are striving to be better every day. And so this becomes a visual representation of that symbolism for us as an organization. As we've emerged out of COVID, our employees have done such an amazing job of holding the fort and keeping with our mission and serving in such a great way through such a stressful time. This is a great way for us to honor them, to demonstrate to them and to our communities, we are still here, we intend to serve, and we intend to make ourselves better as we move forward.
And we might mention with the brand refresh, the White River Health Organization is still independent and still maintaining all of the clinic and other locations that it currently maintains, correct?
Absolutely. This is a way our independence is something, as the board and I have discussed at length, that is absolutely our goal. Part of the spirit of this is just to re-identify what we are, do a better job of letting everyone know what all we do, what the services we can provide right here at home, and that become a stronger foundation for us to build and make our independent health system stronger and here for years to come.
Very well. And tell me a little bit about the logo itself as far as when we may begin to see that on advertising and buildings and things such as that.
We obviously, from a building perspective, we have quite a few buildings across a 6-county region. And so with supply chain issues and things of that nature, it probably will take close to a year for us to get all of those taken care of. But on our White River Health Facebook page, you will see that change immediately. On our website, you will see that change immediately. So on social media, very quickly, as we announce this publicly, it will be visible there. We hope to have the main marquee at White River Medical Center changed immediately, and then we will continue to use a standardized naming convention and brand identity across all of our entities over the next year.
Very well. Gary Paxson, CEO and President of White River Health. It's going to take me a little while to not say system at the end of that, so forgive me if I trip up now and again. Exciting news for the organization. I know you and your employees and your team are excited, and we're very excited for you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity to share this great news with our community and our listeners.